practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we prepare our hearts to worship the Lord with others of like precious faith in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to a good, solid church today. Let's begin the program this morning with a song entitled, When Morning Gilds the Skies. Certainly, each and every one of us should have that desire to praise the Lord Jesus Christ for what he's done for us on the cross and for what he does for us every day. Think about it. The Bible teaches us that this very moment, Jesus Christ is seated on the right hand of God the Father in heaven, making intercession for you and for me. So how we can thank him for what he did for us on the cross and for what he's doing for us this very moment in heaven, and for the fact that one of these days we will see him face to face when he comes again. Indeed, may Jesus Christ be praised. Well, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and I want to thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company. And I trust that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. This broadcast goes really all around the world, so I do not know where you may be listening today. But I pray that you'll find a good, solid, Bible-believing church where the Word of God is preached and where people will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. If you are here in the central Pennsylvania area, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And I'd invite you to come on out and participate with us. We also have midweek services on Wednesday at 6:30. We have a single mom's ministry as well as a youth and children's ministry. And then at 7 o'clock in the evening, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study. And Dr. Chris Davis is giving us a verse-by-verse study through the book of Ephesians. And what a tremendous study it is. And I would encourage you to come on out, not only on Sunday, but Wednesday, and visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. I would encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry. Truly, we have the desire to minister to you. It would be our prayer to be able to lead you to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ if you are not already saved, and then to help you to grow in the Lord Jesus and to disciple you if you are saved. So don't hesitate to call us if we can serve you spiritually. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or write to us. That is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. Once again, the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. I want to invite you to attend what is called the Walk Through the Bible Seminar. It's going to be held Saturday, March 22nd at the Soho Room at Lakemont Park. Now you'll say, what is Walk Through the Bible Seminar? Well, it's where we get together and an instructor by the name of Gordon Nelson will come and walk us through every book of the Old Testament. Now, it's going to go from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. And, you know, I believe that one of the weaknesses of the church, one of the weaknesses of many Christians today, is that they do not understand the Old Testament. And it's important to understand the Old Testament if we're going to understand the New Testament. And so Gordon Nelson will be with us to teach us every book of the Bible from Genesis to the book of Malachi, and it will take from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at Lakemont Park, right here in Altoona, at the Soho Room at Lakemont Park in Altoona. Now, the cost is $20 per person, and that even includes a textbook, not only the teaching that will be rendered, but it includes the textbook. And listen, this is a great opportunity for you to learn the Old Testament. And if you have any questions, we would encourage you to call 814-944-2894. As a matter of fact, to register, you ought to call that number. You need to call that number and register, and that is 814-944-2894. Or you can email us, and that email address is simply office@tcpbc.org. That is office, O-F-F-I-C-E, at tcpbc.org. That stands for the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, and you can register. So call today, call tomorrow, call as soon as you can, and we will be able to give you information. And this is a great time of fellowship. Walk Through the Bible Seminar. And it says in the information that we have to give you that you can discover the storyline through the Old Testament by taking an interactive journey. And you'll learn 40 key words and signs of the Old Testament. You'll be able to summarize the Old Testament in 3 minutes. And you'll be motivated to read and study the Old Testament even beyond the seminar. So that's Walk Through the Bible Seminar, Saturday, March 22nd at 9 o'clock in the morning until 12 noon at the Soho Room at Lakemont Park right here in Altoona. And I would encourage you to call 814-944-2894 to register or do so through the email. And you can do that by emailing office@tcpbc.org. We'd love to have you involved with this. It's $20 per person. That includes a textbook, and it's for ages 12 years and up. Come on out and be a part of us as we study the Old Testament. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to gather around your word today over this broadcast. I pray that you will take it and use it for your honor and glory, to bring souls to Christ, to build up Christians, and to prepare our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now here's a piano solo with that great old hymn of the faith, Oh, Worship the King. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the book of Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, and I read with you verses 9 and 10, where the Word of God says, And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. That's the spiritual bread box from Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And now before I deliver a message entitled Getting Ready for Church, let's listen to a song that is entitled Free to Worship.
Just a little. something that I did not understand. I was bound by circumstances only God knew about, but I've left them at the altar. Now I can say without a doubt, I'm free to worship, free to lift up my hands and praise the Lord. After all he's done for me, I've got so much to praise him for. All the chains that had me bound will never hold me anymore. I'm free to worship, free to worship the Lord.
There are so many things that I've been through in my life, and you don't know those many times that God has touched my mind. All the chains that used to bind me, they're laying at my feet. So if you don't want to praise him, then please don't hinder me.
I'm free to worship, free to lift up my hands and praise the Lord. After all he's done for me, I've got so much to praise him for. All the chains that had me bound will never hold me anymore. I'm free to worship, I'm free to worship the Lord.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
The question I have for you this morning is simply this. Are you ready to worship the Lord with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church? You know, this radio program has been on the radio for many, many years, over a quarter of a century. And the purpose of this program is to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church, along with others of like precious faith. I say that every Sunday morning. And so I trust that this broadcast helps you to get ready to go to church. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. That's a verse of Scripture that tells us that as Christians, we should go to church. And as we do, we should be ready to exhort each other, that is, build each other up in the faith. And we should go to church and we should exhort each other more as we see the day of the second coming of Christ approaching. And unfortunately, we are living in a time when fewer people are going to church than ever in history. Think about that. And of course, a lot of people stopped going to church during the time of the COVID and they've never gone back. Well, you know, that's not only unfortunate, but it's a sin. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, the Lord would have you to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. That's not the words of Gary Dull. That's the words of the Word of God. Again, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Others might miss church, but don't you miss it. Unless, of course, you're ill or sick or there are other circumstances. And then he goes on to say, but exhort one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. As we draw closer to the return of Christ, church should become a greater involvement in our lives. And so today my question is, are you ready to go to church? Now, I'm not talking about getting up and getting dressed and getting your breakfast and getting out the door and getting in the car and going to the church building. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, are you ready to go to church from the spiritual perspective? In three areas, I would encourage you to consider getting ready for church. Number one, personally. Number two, prayerfully. And number three, practically. First of all, personally. To get ready to go to church, spend time in God's Word. Don't just get up and go about the hustle and bustle of trying to get out of the house and over to the church this morning. No, make certain you spend time in God's Word to prepare your heart to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Secondly, confess any and all sin that might be in your life. If you go to church today and you have unconfessed sin, then you're not going to be able to participate in that service as God would have you to participate. And then make certain that you are right with your family and with others. And I say that simply because of the fact that I know that many times when families get ready to go to the church, it's sort of a time of anxiety and arguments take place. And I've known of stories where people will say that the family argues the whole way to church, and then they get out of the car and try to go into church and Sunday school to worship the Lord. That's not a good thing. Make certain that even before you leave your house today, that you are right with other members of your family and that you are right with other people that you know, so that when you go to church today, you will be ready to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So get ready for church personally. Secondly, get ready for church prayerfully. I would encourage you to stop and pray for your pastor. You know, your pastor has a great responsibility. He has no doubt studied all week for the message that he's going to give you today. So pray that he will be able to deliver it according to the will of God, under the direction of the Spirit of God, that you might learn what the Lord would have you to learn. You know, preaching the Word of God is not an easy thing to do. Preaching the Word of God takes study, takes time, takes preparation. So would you pray for your pastor today that he might deliver the Word of God powerfully and actively under the direction of the Spirit? Then pray for others. Pray for others who will be going into church, that their hearts might be prepared to worship the Spirit, the Lord in spirit and in truth, even as your heart is prepared as well. Then pray that God will be exalted. You know, when we go to a worship service, it's not just to make us feel good. It's not just to get us into an emotional high. It is to exalt God. And so pray that as you go to church, as others go to church, and that in all Bible-believing churches, wherever they may be, across this nation or around the world, that God will be exalted. Then pray that souls will be saved. As the Word of God is preached, certainly Christians are built up in the things of the Lord, and that's very important. But along with that, let's pray that as the Word of God is delivered, souls will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So in getting ready for church, make certain that you're ready personally. Make certain that you are ready prayerfully. And then thirdly, make certain that you are ready practically. What do I mean by that? Well, be ready to participate in the service. Number one, be ready to give when the offering plate is passed. Now, I know that that might rub some of you the wrong way, but as we study the Bible, we see that giving unto the work of the Lord is an act of worship. It's not just giving to the church that the bills might be paid or that the missionaries might be supported. I mean, that's true, but giving unto the work of the Lord is an act of worship. When you and I give into the offering plate, what are we doing? We are thanking God for what He's given to us, and we are realizing that which we have, He's given to us, and now we are in turn giving it back to Him. So participate in giving. Participate in the worship service. Don't just stand there and not participate. When the hymns are being sung or the choruses are being sung, sing along as well. When the Word of God is being read, read along in your copy of God's Word as well. Participate. And then participate in listening and receiving the Word of God. When the pastor gets up to preach the Word of God, don't just allow your mind to wander and get involved with thinking about what you're going to do this afternoon or tomorrow morning or throughout the course of this week. No, listen and receive God's Word. Have an open heart to the Word of God, that the Spirit of God might work in your life and build you in the things of the Lord. And then encourage others. You know, you never know what the person beside you there in the pew has gone through this week. Do what you can to reach out to others, to encourage them in the things of the Lord. And then make certain that as you go throughout the service today, that you give God the praise for who He is, for what He's done for you through Jesus Christ on the cross, and for what He's going to do for you as you spend eternity with Him in heaven. Get ready for church today. Number one, certainly don't miss church. Don't just stay home because you don't feel like going, but get ready to go to church personally, prayerfully, and practically. Number one, that God will be honored and glorified. Number two, that others will be encouraged. And number three, that you will be edified in your walk with the Lord. Today's a very important day. It's the day for Christians to go to church. Don't forsake the church, beloved. Go and participate in the way that will be pleasing and honoring to God. Well, I want to thank you for joining me in the program today. And again, I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. But I trust that you'll serve the Lord today and the rest of the week. And until next Sunday morning, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you, my friends.
Just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.